out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. If your ear holes be sucking us in live out east, if it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, any of the podcast apps out there, you should be able to find us. If you try one and don't, let us know.
Yes, absolutely.
But we're going to be here for the next couple of hours throwing trowels of shit at the right.
Yummy.
Of e-shit.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what I was going to say. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. My name's Patrick Vile. Back.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
It's Ryan Pfeiffer.
Yeah, I'm back from vacation. I guess it was a vacation. Well, I played softball for one day and my team won. Oh, well, what do you think about that?
Congratulations. I mentioned
yesterday on
the show that you had very important meetings. But,
oh, yes.
You can,
right.
You can,
no. Whatever. Was I supposed to say that?
No, I'm just kidding.
They got covered on LA Weekly.
Huh?
LA Weekly sent a reporter there.
To the championships?
Cover the fucking game.
Wow. Did you get interviewed? Did you get your picture taken?
Nobody cares. I play second base. Nobody gives a fuck about the second baseman.
That's the most important position on the field.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Who is that?
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that meme of
meme.
George Bush saying, basically, I'd like to thank Donald Trump for being such a shitty president. It makes me look good.
That's how bad he is.
It's George Bush with jazz hands.
Oh, yes. That's how bad Schittler is.
GOP fuckers.
Just wait. Elected someone that could be worse than George Bush.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And strap in for tonight. Right now, the right-wing dickholes are riding on a tiny wave of
yes.
orange presidency-like hood.
Oh, right.
Oh, he was so presidential yesterday when he gave that speech on Afghanistan.
And, God.
Again, the only reason they say he's presidential is because he read from a teleprompter,
yes.
didn't ad-lib, and didn't completely, totally shit the bed,
God.
Even though he kind of did because the whole, we'll get to the ridiculous address last night. And
supporters of the GOP, I want you guys to realize how easy you are on your elected fucking officials. You hold Donald Trump to such a low fucking bar that when he walks on stage, he doesn't shit his pants and nearly say something totally outwardly racist. He gets a big star.
Well, just wait. Tonight we'll erase all of that.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's going to have a Hitler. I mean,
right.
a Nuremberg. I mean,
Nine,
a Trump.
Whatever.
Rally.
Liberals. If you're a good liberal politician, you have to do shit. You have to make good speeches. You have to sound reasonable all the fucking time, or you get called out. I mean, the GOP. You guys could do that too. You don't have to elect such fucking idiot ninnies and do whatever they. Just buy whatever bullshit they sell you. It's insane.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
There's lots going on in the world. We might as well get right to the headlines.
Yay.
Here on Screaming Liberal Media. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements or any shit like that. But if you want to help, you can buy some shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little commissione.
Ooh, wee wee.
Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Pay us.
I'm fighting a sneeze. Just helps us.
No. Go ahead and sneeze.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. We'll see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker,
deep
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, August 22nd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your fucking headlines. Oh, God, I'm really trying to battle a sneeze.
Isn't that bad for you?
Well, I'm trying to encourage it also.
Oh, right.
This ain't happening. It's hovering there. It's teasing.
Ooh.
The headline. God, I thought this was. I was going to do this story, but this is amazing. The headline at the HuffPo says the skirt locker.
What the fuck is that referring to?
And the story is that in order to convince our orange man baby in chief that they should send more troops to Afghanistan, because let's not forget, the whole time Trump is like, I want everybody out of there. I'm just pulling out. Fuck it. I'm pulling out.
Right.
Wait, what did Obama want to do? I want to do the opposite.
Yes.
Then last night he gave the speech saying that, well, we're sending more troops. And he even, I think I'm going to play the audio of it if I can find it here. Trump even admitted to having actually changed his mind about something and
wow.
Having actually, I don't know, learned something?
Yes.
By saying, he said essentially, I used to say we should just, my instinct was to pull out. I always go by my gut. I always go by my instinct. But after sitting in the big chair, now I realize sometimes things are a little more complicated.
You know,
who would have thought?
Right. It's a weird fucking epiphany to come to. I mean, did he really explain it? Because now he's sending people into harm's way because he says he discovered something. Yeah, it's a pretty dramatic flip-flop, isn't it? I mean, I think politicians should be able to evolve and change their minds on issues, obviously.
Well,
but when you're evolving on something that involves sending kids to get shot.
His base ain't happy. Breitbart. Already taking shots at this new policy, basically saying it's Obama's policy
right. All
over again. Breitbart wanted, I guess, pull out.
Yes. And just leave it a hellhole something? I mean,
but the story is that Trump was convinced by the generals, so I guess the adults in the room, allegedly, decided that they needed more troops, convinced him finally. According to the HuffPost here.
Yes.
And according to other reports that I think it's the first came out of the Washington Post, first got the story that Trump was reluctant to send more troops after tweeting and squealing
right.
That it's a waste of money. It's a waste of money. So National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster
right.
Showed Donald that the country of Afghanistan was once kind of westernized and getting modern.
Right.
And he showed him a picture, a 1972 photo of Afghan women walking down the street in miniskirts.
And then Trump,
to show the president that, look, this is what Afghanistan used to be like before the crazy religious lunatics took over.
Oh, my God.
It could be again. And that would convince Trump, oh, you mean I'm going to get him out of burkas and into miniskirts?
Good
All
Lord.
Right, let's do it.
Effective, right? I mean, if he's the two-minute man, if you can't take more than 2 minutes to explain something to Schittler, you got to get out hot chicks and skirts. Is that why they call this a skirt locker?
McMaster, according to the HuffPo, reportedly showed Trump a black and white snapshot of bare-legged women in Kabul to illustrate that the region might be able to embrace Western ideals again. Miniskirts were replaced by full-body burqas in the mid-90s when the Taliban took over there.
Yes.
And they banned Western clothing and shredded women's rights.
So is the plan to get the Taliban out of Afghanistan? Is that what he wants? Or what does he want? He wants people
in
skirts.
We're going to win, Ryan. We're going to win. I'm not telling you. That's part of the thing is, and it's ridiculous, that basically it's like, look, we've got this handled, and we know what we're going to do, but we're not telling anybody. And we're not saying when, and we're not saying how.
This crazy person, this is what I don't understand. We have people in this country still working with a guy who... Like the voting, what is that? That voting council, the voting, you know, the voter fraud council.
Yeah, oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
That's based on a fiction.
Well, right.
That's based on bullshit.
That millions of illegals voted, and that's the only reason that Crooked Hillary, won.
His immigration policy is based on bullshit. Adding more Border Patrol people is based on
a wall.
Yeah, it's all fiction.
Right.
So, like, how do we, as a country, how do you take this, what he's doing, seriously? And, you know, it's kind of, we have to hold this, we have to make him explain it. Because now he wants to send kids to fight, more kids over to Afghanistan. Based on
not Trump's.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Nobody named Trump is going to Afghanistan.
God. I mean, is this a good thing? To put more troops in Afghanistan?
I don't know. It's complicated. It's not a winnable situation.
I mean, is it a good thing that we have some fucking general in the White House who, if he wants his way, all he has to do is outthink Schittler? How difficult can that be?
I mean, if the goal is to ultimately have a political solution, but you can't compromise with the Taliban... So, I don't know. The Taliban doesn't control the whole country. It only has parts right now.
Yes.
Here at the HuffPo, it says, many Afghan women, however, still choose to wear the traditional burqas because it makes them feel safer from violence and judgment in a society where gender-based violence is rampant.
Oh, my God. Shit. So Schittler's gonna fix Afghanistan. Okay, great, good. Mark that off the list. That's taken care of.
Jameel Smith tweeted, "This is creepy, considering Trump's history with women. But Afghanistan wasn't worth the fight unless they could be culturally colonialized?" Question mark.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that how America's been like most of the time? Like we want to go help out other countries as long as they turn into a democracy in our own image or something like that?
Well, that's been our problem. And George Bush and Dick Cheney wanting to spread democracy, whether you fucking want it or not.
Oh, and by the way, what's up with that oil over there?
Right.
That's all
just a coincidence.
About.
And the billions of dollars that Blackwater would make.
Is there oil in Afghanistan? Am I a ninny and I just don't fucking know that? Why do we give a fuck?
I think minerals. I think they're starting to find that there might be some crazy minerals somewhere there.
Okay.
But up until now, it's been... That's the problem, is nobody's wanted
nobody
it.
Nobody cares. Right? Nobody cares, so their people can stay, you know, under the thumb of the Taliban. Who gives a fuck? But then what are we going to do? Just blow everything up and make it worse?
It's got a long history of not being conquered. The Russians... For years and years and years tried to take Afghanistan and they kept them out. I don't know why all of a sudden Trump thinks that, once I was inaugurated, I said, Mattis,
make sure we win in like a week or two.
Right. But don't you think, man, it's like if he survives, if he surrounds himself with like generals and military people, well, don't they want to ultimately blow shit up? I mean, that's why, you know what I mean?
Well,
they
right. want
to attack shit. They want to use their assets and all their bullshit. That's a problem, right?
With correct.
A, God.
That's why we have civilian control of the military. But Trump has filled the entire, I mean, much his of cabinet. The executive branch with military.
And he's a dupe.
Which is creepy.
He's a dupe. How are you going to be a general but not able to outsmart Hitler? Not able to manipulate him? They're going to get him to do whatever the fuck he wants.
Which is better than him doing what he wants.
I guess. They're going to be able to get him to do what they want. I mean,
well, this Afghanistan thing proves it.
Right.
This is absolutely, he even said it in his little speechy that it's against what he wanted to do and what his instincts were. So, you know, of course, this is also him laying the framework for if this little surge doesn't work, nothing happens. He could be like, see, I knew that we should have just pulled out. It was against my better judgment. But I listened to those generals. Blame them.
Right. No, dude, it's you. Hitler, you're the fucking president, you idiot.
We didn't repeal Obamacare. It's nothing to do with me. I make great deals. The Democrats won't play.
Are you and reading?
John McCain, who's a traitor.
Oh, right. You always got to remind us that John McCain gave you a thumbs down. You're never going to forget that.
So that's the headline. H.R. McMaster showed Trump a photo of Afghan women.
God.
Miniskirts.
Dude, that's terrifying.
To be able to escalate our forces over there.
If you're working with a guy whose claim to fame is Miss Universe, that's what you do. H.R. McMaster's not fucking stupid.
I know. How sad.
Was Breitbart McGee, that little blotchy, methy Nazi guy?
Just think of the Trump Tower you could build in Kabul.
Ooh, yes. Oh, was yeah. that was Steve Bannon the only reason in Afghanistan we weren't putting more troops there because of Bannon? And now he's gone.
Well, his voice definitely is of the non-interventionist crowd.
Yeah.
Gorka's still around, but they think his minutes, he's down to minutes now. And there's still that reptile, Stephen Miller.
Reptile.
Who's into that non-interventionist kind of isolationist.
Stephen Miller is fucked up.
Over to the Drudge Report, where not a whole lot of thinking going on.
Yes.
All in red, headline, grave threat.
No shit, guys.
North Korea puts Trump in cemetery. Okay.
I saw that headline and I was like, what are they talking about?
This is something at Fox News.
Right.
Quote unquote. President Trump is pictured looking out over a Guam graveyard cluttered with crosses in a photoshopped image from the newest propaganda film.
Oh, okay.
And grim warning from, now this is reading from Fox. Let's not forget.
Right.
And grim warning. From North Korea.
Oh, so this is some propaganda bullshit put out by Kim Jong-un.
And Fox is more than happy to amplify it because they have to keep their ninnies shit in their pants.
Does Fox News want an increase of troops in Afghanistan? Do they want us involved in foreign conflicts? Or are they? What do they want, you think?
I don't know.
Because it matters, I guess.
Probably they're whatever Trump wants right now. So I'm sure tomorrow morning, Ducey and them will still be talking about Afghanistan. And what a great rally it was last night, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. We got a bunch of loons running things, man.
I'm so happy that he doesn't have to be PC anymore. He can just say the N-word whenever he wants.
Jeez. So we're better for having Bannon out of the White House. Sort of. Maybe. Because now the generals get to do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, I think the country may be better off. I think at least these generals have been around for a while.
Yeah.
And many of them have played the game with politics also and kind of know how shit works and things. And
but there
Mattis even said, you know, he goes, it's my job to prepare.
Yes.
A military option.
Right.
because I'm the Secretary of Defense, so that's my job. But I want the Secretary of State to do his job so I don't have to do my job.
Right. That makes sense. God.
There you go. I guess there's some new propaganda film put out by North Korea, and in it there's an image somewhere of photoshopped of Trump standing over a graveyard in Guam or some shit.
When the North Koreans put out a propaganda film, how do their people see it? They have like little movie theaters in the area.
I mean, they have television, but
people have TV over there.
They only have the stations that are state run.
Yeah. Sucks. Oh my God, that sucks.
Well, if Trump had his way.
Shit, man. Guys.
If Trump had his way, and I'm not exaggerating, NBC, CNN would be off the air. We'd only be listening to Fox.
I just started laughing in my mind. You know, all these people who, during the primary, say Trump might not be as bad as these other guys because if he wins, he'll flip-flop and become more centrist.
Yeah, he'll be presidential.
You fucking idiots. He'll be what?
Presidential.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, that too.
The video also shows, features Vice President Pence engulfed in flames.
Right.
We don't support that at all.
No, we don't want any flames. God damn. But this guy,
the statement says, Trump spouted rubbish that if a war breaks out, it would be on the Korean Peninsula. And if thousands of people die, they would be only Koreans and Americans may sleep a sound sleep. But
yes,
the U.S. will be wholly held accountable for the catastrophic consequences to be entailed by such reckless, aggressive war maneuvers as it chose a military confrontation with North Korea.
To be entailed. What is entailed? I love this. You know, hey, listen, their English is better than my Korean would be any day of the fucking week. Who am I to make fun of anybody?
And it's just crazy.
To be entailed.
Crazy. Special effects written videos of warships and missiles going off and all this kind of shit. So Fox News is all upset apparently about
over this video.
This ridiculous video.
Well, what do you want? Hey, Fox, there's probably people upset at shit you put out there. That Jesse Waters, that dirtbag.
And it's the headline at the Drudge Report.
That's right.
Oh my God. North Korea. So that means that maybe Schindler will feel compelled tonight to escalate even more.
Okay. Yes. Great.
Instead of ignoring these idiots.
Oh, my God.
He's going to blow us all up.
I mean, you could be the bigger guy. You could think about what you're going to say. You know, you could, I don't know. It's like you know when you drive somewhere and you want to sleep in the car, but you really can't close your eyes because you don't totally trust the person at the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
To, you know, not look at their phone or not to whatever. This is what this is like, sort of. Except in the console between the driver and the passenger, there's a bag of nuclear war codes or however that fucking works. Right. It's all nerve-wracking.
Experts are saying that the crap that Trump spewed last night about Afghanistan, is some kind of it's being described as a hodgepodge. Does that make you feel much more comfortable?
A hodgepodge. I don't want anything in our having to do with our government being described as a hodgepodge. A hodgepodge? What the? I got a hodgepodge of dishes in the fucking kitchen. That's fine. But like, I don't know. Hodgepodge.
Here's a little bit of, here's, prepare your ear holes.
Yes.
A little bit of Don from last night.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Please be seated. Vice President Pence, Secretary of State Tillerson, members of the cabinet, General Dunford, Deputy Secretary Shanahan, and Colonel Duggan. Most especially, thank you to the men and women of Fort Myer and every member of the United States military.
He's so awful at this. He's really just so bad.
I know, he is.
Reading a teleprompter.
Military at home and abroad. We send our thoughts and prayers to the families of our brave sailors.
That was too bad.
Too bad, guys.
I'm skipping a little bit. This was kind
too
of
bad,
the tone.
So sad.
This was the tone of the whole ridiculous speech.
Part of the same family. It's called the American family. They take the same oath. Fight.
Oh, you know.
God, he's the worst reader, man.
It's amazing. One of the pundits said that.
Pundits.
Let's not forget the fact that Donald Trump was addressing the nation about sending troops, increasing troops to Afghanistan, but felt the need to open with a minute and a half of, I'm really not a racist, really.
I
don't like Nazis, really. Nazis are bad. I just want to reassure everybody.
Just so we're on the same fucking page. Generally, you don't have to do that if the president. I mean, God.
One would hope that the president doesn't need to insert a disclaimer at the beginning.
Obama never had to tell anybody he was anti-Nazi. Nobody has to say that.
Let me first open by saying I don't like the Nazis.
Oh, my God.
The KKK is bad.
Right. Congratulations.
Those are usually defaults, but...
And we don't... In a lot of ways... I don't really believe him that he thinks this. I don't know that he feels this way. you know?
Trump said, I share the American people's frustration. The American people are weary of war without victory. he said, we're going to win, Ryan. We're going to win, but no dates. Quote, we will not talk about numbers or troops or our plans for further military activities. Conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables, will guide our strategy from now on. America's enemies must never know our plans or believe they can wait us out. So, you know, he's always bitched about the fact that Obama gave a date,
right,
even though it was George Bush that gave a date
and
signed it. It just happened during Obama's watch. And Obama, we wanted to stay. Same with Iraq. We wanted to stay there. And they said, get the fuck out.
The people of Iraq voted for us to fucking leave.
We don't want you anymore. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I mean, we were trying to, you know, play nice with them. Do what they wanted to do. Do what the Iraqi people wanted to do. It's not like we were telegraphing our actions. Is that what Schiller thinks?
Well, that's what he said during the rallies, right? Obama, I can't believe they told him August 1st, we're leaving. Why would you do that?
The people voted on it.
Oh, right.
I mean, what the fuck do you want, dickhead?
The Pentagon has asked for Schiller's approval of a nearly 4,000 troop increase as part of a broader new strategy. Trump also called for NATO to join in the fight.
Why, Schiller, why would they? I mean, don't they hate you? Don't they just fucking hate you? I thought if they're so irrelevant, then why ask NATO?
Despite the efforts of about almost 10,000 troops that are there and get this 25,000 contractors.
Right. 25,000 people. I mean, those people are at risk.
Contractors.
Oh, they're private.
Yeah.
So what are they, like Blackwater?
I don't know.
So there's going to be an increase in contractors and regular army people.
Remember, one of the theories that was being floated around and that Blackwater turd was floating around on the media for a little while. What's his name? I forget his name. Betsy DeVos's brother.
Oh, fuck me. I know who you're talking about.
I can't think of his name.
We'll
but,
just, we can call him a dickhead.
But he, Eric Prince.
Yes. God. Dickbag.
He was out saying, well, you know, I think we should turn everything over to private companies.
Yes.
And we'll handle it. Of right. course he's going to say that. The evil billionaire, evil Blackwater private militia creep.
I mean, so now, don't you see, like, if we put private industry in Afghanistan, their job is going to be to make fucking money, not to make Afghanistan stable.
And it
stable.
Ends up costing us more.
Yeah. And don't our troops have to protect Blackwater sometimes, their assets? Aren't they put in? I remember seeing some stories that these Blackwater trucks would go on these runs in Iraq with nothing in the fucking truck. It was just so they could bill our government. But guess what? A bunch of fucking troops had to guard the shipment. They put their lives on the line to guard an empty fucking truck.
Right, because they had to keep their schedule.
What the fuck?
Aaron Miller, former U.S. Middle East diplomat and currently a distinguished fellow, Ryan. He's a distinguished fellow.
Oh, really?
At Woodrow Wilson Center. Said Trump's approach is a hodgepodge. That underscores a bitter truth about the United States and Afghanistan, which is that there's neither a military nor a diplomatic solution right now. It's a fucking shitstorm. That's my words. he said it's a tragedy, but the U.S. cannot transform Afghanistan right now, nor can it leave. So right now we're kind of stuck. That we're going to be able to maintain.
Yes.
Maybe keep it from going all over into Taliban control.
That's
but there's
why.
There's no way we're going to, quote, win.
And that's why we need the more troops, 4,000 more troops.
Trump did, however, list three key things.
Yes.
Keeping America in the country. Trump said, our nation must seek an honorable and enduring outcome worthy of the tremendous sacrifices that have been made. See, that's the all-in factor, which is irritating. Pot committed, one would say, if you're a poker player, that saying, we need an outcome worthy of the tremendous sacrifices that have been made. Well, look at all the dead guys we got. We might as well try to win after all that. I mean, that's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah.
We killed so many, we might as well kill a few more and win.
Why the fuck not?
It's ridiculous.
And then our private contractors get more work. The war is, I don't know, just keeps going.
The Breitbartians are not happy. Over at one of the stories that the Breitbart wrote, the speech was a disappointment to many who had supported his calls during the campaign to end expensive foreign intervention and nation building.
No shit. Schittler, how are you going to keep all these lunatics happy?
And Trump even kind of said something like, look, we're not nation building here. We're not nation building. And then went to say, we're going to put more money into nation building.
It's nation building, dude.
It's not colonialization. We're not colonizing.
They don't want to say nation building. Why? Is that some sort of trigger word for these loons?
Now it's bad.
Call it, you know.
To George W. and President Cheney.
Yes.
That's what they were doing. They were building nations. They were spreading democracy. Axis of evil.
Really, they were just getting those Blackwater motherfuckers paid. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't think you have to be too cynical to believe that.
In a 2013 tweet, Trump tweeted, America should not allow our very stupid leaders to sign a deal that keeps us in Afghanistan through 2024 with all costs by USA.
See, now, then it was so stupid, but now it's not so stupid.
Well, he addressed that, Ryan. Quote, my instinct was to pull out. He
gross.
Said in a speech last night.
Yes.
But that's
everybody's instinct.
Right. And that's when Trump basically said, well, you know, my instinct was to pull out, but who knew it was so complicated?
God, he sounds like he's talking about a fucking Katherine Heigl film. Who knew this rom-com would be so complicated and difficult to fucking follow?
Terrifying.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
This be our prez.
See, I mean, it's different when somebody evolves on an issue, but when you publicly stated that it was stupid to do one thing, but now you're doing that very thing that you called stupid, and then it involves American lives, like soldiers. I mean, it's disconcerting. It makes us feel like he doesn't care. Or he doesn't care. What the fuck am I talking about? He doesn't give a fuck. This guy just wants to survive till the end of the day. So do you think the real reason behind this shit is just so nobody's asking about Russia and all his bullshit?
Maybe. I mean, probably part of it. And part of I don't hate. I mean, I really hate Nazis. Really, I do. Mm-hmm. I don't hate black people.
Oh, yeah. This is supposed to make us forget he's in tight with these Nazi types. Oh, I see. Okay. Whatever.
The vice president's out defending him, too. Pence is out there saying, look, I know him. I've looked into his heart. Oh, Pence had one of those George Bush and Putin moments.
Kismet.
I've looked into his heart, and I know he's not a racist.
Yeah. God, first of all, you look into Trump's heart, and your first thought should be like, holy shit, there's a heart in here. That's fucking astounding.
Holy shit, there's a duct-taped underage hooker in here.
Yeah, there's some bad shit in his heart. There's an underage chick in there. Save her. I got somebody.
Maybe this is the clip I'm looking
for. Duct-taped to my left ventricle. Fuck you.
This is not the clip you're looking
for. My original instinct was to pull out. And historically, I like following my instincts. But all my life, I've heard that decisions are much different when you sit behind the desk in the Oval Office. In other words, when you're president of the United States. So I studied Afghanistan in great detail.
Right.
And from every conceivable angle.
Upscale.
After many meetings over many months, we held our final meeting last Friday at Camp David.
We had pizza.
With my cabinet and generals to complete our strategy.
And a lovely cake.
So that's my instinct was to pull out. But
yes.
Once you get behind that desk, you know, this shit's hard.
I think, oh my God, you know, it's so disturbing. I think what happened is all this shit is hitting the fan. The Charlottesville stuff happened. He came out looking like a big fucking Nazi lover, which he is. And now he's looking to do something.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. We're alleging Trump's a racist.
No.
I mean, you know. But, and it's all going to shit. So I'm supposed to believe that he just went to H.R. McMaster. He was like, what can I do to make this better? And the guy was like, invade Afghanistan.
Look, I told the people we'd be out in a week. What's going on? I'm very angry. You guys haven't produced.
Are we supposed to believe that H.R. McMaster actually showed this guy a picture of what Kabul used to look like and Schindler was like, oh my God, let's do it?
Well, it was part of one of the for weeks and weeks, and that might have been what finally sold him.
Listen, the only reason this fucking guy is sending troops into Afghanistan to distract.
Those Afghan women are kind of hot.
Yeah.
They've got great legs under those burkas. Free those.
Oh, man. I'm freeing myself from thinking that this guy is doing anything for any kind of right reason. Even if looking at a black and white picture, we want Kabul like that. No, he doesn't. He didn't give a fuck about Kabul. He wants people to not talk about how he's a fucking Nazi fuck or how he's fucking up Putin's ass. That's what I think.
I mean,
he didn't give a fuck about Afghanistan. He didn't give a fuck about the people of Kabul.
He's desperate. No, he wants a W.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't care about anything.
He didn't give a fuck.
Except a W. And no matter what it does to people, like the healthcare, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
It's going to kick 20 million people off of healthcare.
Right. Oh, you didn't give a fuck.
I get a win. I get to say
Big, look at, I finally pulled all that Negro juice out of the, I squeezed all the Negro juice out of the healthcare system.
Oh, man.
I mean, you know, he didn't give a fuck.
Over to the Breitbart, like I said, they've apparently declared war.
Yes.
Not happy at all.
Are there no follow-ups to this thing about Bannon with the meth lab and cooking meth in this place that he rented?
Kind of, no.
And the porn. Damn it! Damn it! I love that story. It's my favorite story.
It makes sense, though, when you look at his complexion, right?
Oh, yeah.
People are always wondering, like, what are all those scabs and shit? Well, I mean, if the rumor is true and he's a little methy.
Listen, there's a bunch of methy porn people out there that are like, listen, that guy doesn't speak for us. They're embarrassed. Get out.
He's not one of us.
No.
There were a lot of the stuff over at the Breitbart. Was criticizing Trump for the flip flop, basically. In fact, one, you know, they hate McMaster over there, and one of the headlines over at Breitbart says Trump's Afghanistan address echoes previous speeches by McMaster.
No, okay. No, that's a good idea. Listen, if you work for Trump and his cabinet, give him one of your old speeches that you used to tell at whatever. I'm sure it's better than whatever this fucknut will come up with.
And then there's another story that says, according to McClatchy.
Yes.
This is the headline at Breitbart.
McClatchy.
McClatchy says Trump aides plot a big immigration deal that breaks a campaign promise.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jeez.
I mean, Amnesty First is the headline.
Oh, shit.
They're not happy about that.
They don't like amnesty.
What according to McClatchy, like? the moderate globalist faction of the White House is pushing President Donald Trump towards an immigration, quote, deal.
Well, they don't want a deal. They just want...
That would reduce the president's key campaign platform, a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, to a bargaining chip for more amnesty. Oh, so I actually saw that story from the different angle, which is also heinous, but it was that some of these vipers in the administration...
Yes.
...are saying, well, why don't we agree to not be... heinous, evil fuckwads and kick out children that were brought here as toddlers that could be college graduates and productive members of our society right now.
Yes.
Some of them even in the military. That kills me.
Oh, God, dude.
That they go into the military, they come back, and they can still get kicked out of the country because their parents brought them here.
That they're productive members of society that...
Right. We're talking about dreamers.
Who did they got carried over.
And
you launch him back to Guatemala, right?
So the evil fuckwads want allegedly to say, well, let's make a deal. We'll not launch the dreamers out if you give us a few bill for the wall and for more border patrol and shit.
Yes.
Like they just want some bones to throw to the morons,
right?
Like the call yesterday, I don't know if you got to hear any of that, but there was you go to iTunes, crabdiving.com, Stitcher, don't listen to me for the whole time. Listen to fast forward to the good part.
I got to listen to yesterday's show.
I played a voicemail.
Right.
That the guy his name escapes me, but he was the ghostwriter for Art of the Deal, Tony Kaplan. And he was out saying that, you know, he knows Trump pretty well. He spent a lot of time with him as he was writing that book and everything. He thinks Trump's a slime ball, by the way, not a big fan these days. And he's kind of predicted how Trump would react in certain circumstances has been kind of spot on. And now his view is that Trump will resign. He sees the writing on the wall. He'll resign possibly by the end of the year, and somehow try to declare victory.
Oh, shit.
Even if he resigns. So what is the guy's name?
Does that sound like the POTUS we've grown to know and fear and make fun of and things like that? I mean, do you think that's Trumpian to quit?
Well, no, but if he can somehow figure out a way to declare himself the victor, that you know, maybe. I don't know. If he can convince his minions that he's saying, fuck the system. I'm leaving on my terms.
Right.
I can't remember the guy's name. But anyway, I played a voicemail yesterday from a woman who left an expletive-filled 7 or 8 minute voicemail, and it had every single ridiculous trope in it and a few more new ones that I hadn't even heard. I wasn't aware that Obama intentionally caused the BP oil spill.
Oh, did he really?
For example, I didn't know
fascinating.
That.
Fascinating.
She shared that with us. She said, where was Obama? Obama wasn't anywhere around when the worst oil spill in history, which, by the way, I think he caused himself intentionally.
I think that's a valid theory. I mean, it's right up there with the lunatic that suggested Obama used to work a corner sucking dick to pay for his textbooks that, you know, he needed in law school.
And that Michelle Obama is a transgender.
Yeah.
Who
she has a cock.
Is pre-op, by the way.
Wait, she has no cock.
Pre-op.
Yeah.
So she has a cock.
Oh, she's going for a vagina.
Yes.
Duh, God damn it. Okay.
Oh, unless she's going the other way. I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows?
I have to ask Alex Jones about that one. I'm not saying, but, you know, look at those pictures.
We're not
you can
kidding.
See a bulge there.
We're not kidding. He actually says that.
You can see a bulge there.
He says that he thinks Michelle Obama has a dick, and he talked about it a lot, right?
And those aren't his kids. They're not the Obama's kids. Remember,
well,
he was...
Duh.
We played a clip one time, and he tossed it off casually, like, well, you know, it's already been shown that it's not their kids. They figured out who the kids belong to.
Who's they? Who's they that figured it out? And whose kids
The anti-globalists.
Is it true they're Brooke Shields and Michael Jackson's children? They're actually siblings of Blanket. God, guys, you're fucking bananas.
So over at Breitbart, Slings and Arrows be flying.
Yes.
Towards the president.
No.
Bannon, I think I said yesterday, has declared the presidency that they knew they had hoped for is over. He can hope for some,
right?
Maybe minor victories, but Bannon has given up. The globalists have won.
Ooh.
The deep staters have won.
Hell yeah, baby! Fuck you. Is this how it's going to go down? Mueller's going to say, "Look at all this crazy shit I found out about this guy." Okay, Republicans, now you can impeach him, and then it's just going to be fucking crickets. They don't give a shit.
Yes.
Damn it. That simple.
Oh,
probably,
sure.
Right?
I have no doubt. There's
what is wrong with this country?
The woman the who left the voicemail yesterday told this reporter that
get bent.
She was like, there's nothing Trump can do. There's nothing he could do. You guys, we support him no matter what.
Listen to yourself.
She literally said that there's nothing Trump
how racist
can do. And in fact, on the CNN, there was that they had that panel back, Trump voter panel. Drool cup standing by,
right?
And they I don't know how long. Let me see how long this clip is before I want to decide if I want
somebody would like to.
No, this is 7 minutes long. Fuck it.
Yes.
But the highlights are. It was Allison Camerota over at the CNN had a panel in, and she asked if what they felt about Trump increasing troop levels in Afghanistan, despite the fact that for so long he said, we need to get out of there, and he tweeted for years, look at all the money Obama's spending. It's a waste. Pull out of there. You know, we don't... Those sand N-words.
Yeah. Did he just talk about the money? Did he not talk about loss of life and our soldiers?
He might have. Yeah, I don't know, but probably not. A lot of it was the money.
More about the money.
One of the Trumpanzees at this on this panel said, "This is what he said he was going to do." Criticizing Obama for not doing what Trump is doing now. But Trump, for the longest time, said, you shouldn't just throw troops in there. Now he's throwing troops in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he doesn't have a plan.
But this idiot is saying, this is exactly what he should be doing. This is what Obama is doing. Allison Camerota, the host, then said, well, look at these tweets that the president, before he was president, attacked Obama.
Yes.
And the troop increase. Why is it bad for Obama to do it, but it's good for Trump? Another Trumpanzee said, well, that's because Trump consulted with his generals. Obama ignored his.
Why is that? God, that pisses me off, right? This idea, this trope, that the liberals don't know what they're doing when it comes to, like, military operations. And using the armed forces. Do you think Obama never listened to his fucking generals? Not once?
Right.
I mean, of course he did.
And another big difference, Trump, don't forget, said during the campaign, I know more than the generals, right? Trust me, I know more than the generals.
Sure you do.
I would be willing to bet Obama knew as much as the generals.
Well,
when he was making decisions.
Obama,
based on their input.
Yeah, and Obama probably looked forward to that daily intelligence briefing. He probably read the whole fucking thing. No one had to explain to him anything. He's like, hey, listen, don't talk to Obama for more than 2 minutes. He starts drooling and playing with an Etch-a-Sketch.
You know what they should do? They should, like in California, they have those really hot weather persons.
Oh yes,
they should have that for the daily briefing every day.
Well, what,
like,
are they
bring in a supermodel to, you know, with flashcards or something?
They brought that chick in. What's her face?
Hope Hicks.
What's she doing? Is she fired yet? Hope Hicks
allegedly
fired?
His guma.
Right. Is that really true? That's somebody he used to bang.
Well, the allegation is true. Whether who knows. It hasn't been confirmed.
Jezebel.
I think that would be news if it was confirmed.
I mean, would it be? Think about everything that's happening.
Maybe she's got a blue dress, or
is that
more likely
enough?
He's got a pea-stained shirt. What? Yeah.
I mean, is that enough? Do you think people would care if he was fucking her? They wouldn't give a shit.
No.
They expect it.
No.
It's like Rodney.
Look at that bitch Melania. She's mean to him anyway. She doesn't deserve him, that foreign bitch.
It's like Rodney Dangerfield's president. Except not nearly as smart and brilliant. Not brilliant at all. God, I don't know. It's nuts.
One of the idiots in this panel, when asked about, well, why is it okay for Trump to increase the troops, but for Obama it was bad? One supporter shouted over the rest, he can do what he wants. Yeah, he's Trump. Another one said. How is this not a cult?
It's terrifying.
How are these people? They should be stripped of their right to vote. Right after saying that, I'm speaking hyperbolically.
Right.
But
so Steve Bannon is the guy that got all these lunatics together, got them all excited about Trump, and created the worst president ever. Maybe second to Bush.
He's Trump. God. Listen to this one. Trump supporter Daphne Goggins. I'm going to out her. When asked about how Trump is handling North Korea. North Korea.
Okay.
Nukes.
I've heard of it.
She said, she laughed. Ha 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 ha. Kaboom. What are we waiting for?
She actually said the word kaboom.
Kaboom. What are we waiting for?
What in the fuck does that mean?
Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, these people joke about dropping bombs.
And care not only do they not care about the poor, subjugated, authoritarian, ruled over people of North Korea that will be killed.
Yes.
What about our friends in Seoul? What about all the South Koreans, the tens, possibly hundreds of thousands of people that might be killed within minutes of the start of a conventional war, of any kind of war, yeah, with North Korea.
I mean,
they don't care. Right. These people have no empathy for the hundreds of thousands of lives on either side. If they're the enemy, fuck up.
Right. How did Barack Hussein Obama work with the South Koreans with North Korea? Were they all, they were probably on board with the same containment policy, I would imagine.
Right.
I'm sure they were. Why did Schindler think that, to me, it would seem like the South Koreans would be the voice you would most listen to?
And China's not going to help.
For guidance,
like,
right.
Trump is all like, we're going to get China to help. And then when Xi Jinping came and they had a lovely chocolate cake, Trump, who during the campaign, remember, was like, the moment I see them, I'm going to be like, you're a currency manipulator. You're a currency manipulator. You're a currency manipulator. Na, 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 boo, boo.
That is so fucking ridiculous.
And none of that happened. And Trump was, when called out on that, Trump is like, well, look, we need these guys to help us with North Korea, right?
Oh, my fucking God.
But they're not going to help us with North Korea. They're only going to help us to a point, because
China
does not want North Korea to fall, and it all turns into South Korea, buddies of the United States.
Yes.
Bordering on them. They don't want that. They don't want Kim running around slinging nukes, but they certainly don't want the entire peninsula to go under Western influence. So they would rather keep Kim where he is.
Right.
Let him shut the fuck up and hate as long as he hates America.
Also, that time in between when, I don't know, we beat the shit out of North Korea after that, and then the time...
Which we didn't.
To where, yeah.
Right.
No, I was just...
I know you were speaking sarcastically.
I mean, you know... When we turn North Korea into a democratic paradise, the interim is going to be pretty shitty, I would imagine. Don't you think?
Well, we've done so well in other places.
Right. Why wouldn't we think Al-Qaeda would flourish there, or ISIS or whatever? Bunch of poor people starving to death in that country now. What are we going to do? What are we going to do to fix that fucking place anyway?
One of the other Trumpansies said, well... If Hillary Clinton was in office, this stock market wouldn't have been on the rise. North Korea, we wouldn't be in this problem because North Korea would have just acted already. In other words, if Hillary was elected, of course we'd be in World War III right now. Right. And the nukes would be flying.
I love that this guy's two concerns are the stock market and World War III. Those two things. Because they're equally concerning. It's nuts. These Trump supporters are just bananas. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
The CNN host said, what do you guys think of Representative Jackie Speier, who is putting forth legislation in Congress to enact the 25th Amendment due to Trump's apparent mental instability?
Oh, great.
And one of the Trumpansies said, President Trump is smarter than anyone in this room.
What room? What room?
He's made millions of dollars. He knows what he's doing.
Millions. I mean, you know.
Once again.
What room are we in?
If you think that just because somebody's rich, they're smart, you need to be educated.
And especially if they inherited their fucking cash, right, like this dick bag. In what room are we in where Trump is the smartest? I mean, it depends on the room. You never know.
And I would debate that.
Yeah. No, yeah, no shit.
He could be alone in a rock garden.
Oh, yeah.
And I wouldn't be convinced that he was the smartest entity.
Yeah, that stalactite knows what's up over there.
Oh, look at you. With your knows what's up, stalactite.
Shit, that's right. I didn't think of that, because they go from the floor and point up, as opposed to the other kind.
Stalagmite
points downward.
When it comes to Trump's response to white supremacists and Nazis,
he loves it.
None of the group were troubled by it.
They're not troubled.
So all of us sane people who keep thinking,
yes,
well, this is it. This is finally it.
What fucking troubles a person if not that?
You know? I actually have another voicemail.
Oh, really?
And I think this is the same woman, because I think it's her voice. I think she got pretty prolific leaving voicemails yesterday. And now I'm wondering if there's not something more to it. If there's not, I think I said yesterday, maybe she's a hired actress and she's really good at what she does. Listening to this, this is a voicemail that was sent to Ravin Gandhi, who is the CEO of something called GMM Nonstick Coatings, Ryan.
Oh, shit, Pat. My favorite.
He wrote an op-ed rescinding his cautious optimism for Trump's economic agenda. Apparently, he had written an op-ed previously being cautiously optimistic.
Yes.
About the upcoming Trumpian economic agenda. And now he's woke.
Right.
And wrote a, he wrote an op-ed rescinding.
Okay. Rescinding.
His optimism.
The guy had an epiphany. He had a moment of fucking clarity.
He wrote for CNBC after Charlottesville and its aftermath. I will not defend Trump, even if the Dow hits 50,000, unemployment goes to 1%, and the GDP grows by 7%. Jeez. Some issues transcend economics.
Bam!
And I will not, in good conscience, support a president who seems to hate Americans that don't look like him.
Oh, okay.
The fact that Trump equated hate groups with those protesting hate lit me up, he said to the Tribune, Chicago Tribune. My old hometown paper. His moral leadership on the issue is reprehensible, he quoted. He said to the paper. He said the response now, however, that he got from his second op-ed rescinding his support, the response, he said, was swift and demoralizing from the racists.
Oh, shit. Demoralizing.
One person wrote, you are angry for having been born with 50% Negro blood in your veins.
Oh, Jesus.
Quit mouthing Christ. Off.
Quit mouthing off. Okay. Good Lord, man.
And he did receive this voicemail. And I'm pretty sure this is the same woman that left the voicemail on that author's...
The one you played
yesterday? The one
yesterday?
I played yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I think this is the same person.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because it's got that, like, kind of Boston-y kind of...
Because you played it for
news
me.
Guys. I played a little bit for you last
she
night.
She is loony.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you! Shove it up your ass!
So Bostonian.
Yes, this is for Ravin Gandhi. I read his article on CNBC Internet, and he's tried to give Trump a chance, but after Charlottesville, he just can't do it. Well, then get your fucking garbage and go back to India and sell it over there. Because you know what? All of a sudden, you know, Buddha statues are kind of offensive to me.
First of all, he's not Buddhist. Not all Indians are Buddhist. In fact, a lot of them are Hindu.
Citations. Citations.
Yeah, you know what? Buddha statues are offensive to me.
What a fucking idiot.
But all of a sudden, you know, Buddha statues are kind of offensive to me. So I think we should take all the Buddha statues down that we have in the United States and send them back over to India. And then you could put your stickies on them, okay, and cover their face. So don't tell us about Donald Trump. Don't tell us about this country. And I can assure you, you're not going to tell us what statues stand and what statues go.
Oh,
good.
Man.
Fucking God, man. This is totally his people. You know what I mean? They don't have anything else in their brains or their hearts aside from fuck you. Because fuck you, that's why.
Right.
Because fuck Buddha.
Right.
What does Buddha have to do with this? What does a Buddha statue have to do with this?
Statues stand and with statues go. So you can stick your stickies up your sticky Indian ass, and you can take that other half-ass Bangladesh creep with you, Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley, half-ass Bangladesh creep.
Yes.
Nikki Haley.
God the damn.
Former governor, South Carolina, and current, our current ambassador to the United Nations.
So Nikki Haley isn't hard-lined enough for this person.
Right. Oh, yeah.
God damn.
Hates her.
I mean, Nikki Haley, she's not like a lib. She's a fucking conservative.
Ravin Gandhi, by the way, was born in Waukegan, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Go back to India. Go back to right. India.
Is that true in Waukegan? There's shit tons of Buddhist statues
apparently,
everywhere.
Apparently, yeah.
Get rid of them. They offend me.
A lot of radicalized Hindu.
I like Buddhist statues. Oh, yeah. A lot of radicalized people. Yeah. You know, a lot of people get radicalized meditating, finding inner peace.
Eat up your sticky Indian ass, and you can take that other half-ass Bangladesh creep with you, Nikki Haley. She's the one that started all this when she took down the Confederate flag. So don't tell us that you gave him a chance. We don't give a fuck who you give a chance, okay? We're going to start taking down Buddha statues and see how you and Nikki Haley like that.
Where are all these Buddha statues on public property? I would advocate for the same thing.
Yeah.
If there are Buddha statues right. on public property, get them the fuck off.
Well, you know, here's my bias.
Unless it's one of yes. those ridiculous free speech zones sure. that the moronic Christians set up
right.
to try to put their Jesus stuff up, and then they find themselves sharing it with Satanists and
that's
Jews
true.
And
yes.
the Quran and
my
all
problem.
That stuff.
A lot of my problems with the religious imagery, especially over here with the Jesus shit, it's really disturbing looking, you know, because Buddha is generally just sitting there, right,
fat and happy,
with his big belly out,
right?
smiling.
Yeah,
I love that
man tits.
Yes, it's kind of a fun image. The Buddhist statues to me are fun. I used to have one. I don't know what the fuck happened to it. Ganesh.
Well, and Buddha is not a god.
Right, he's not?
No, you're not worshiping Buddha.
Okay.
He's an enlightened dude. But
if anybody's worshiping Buddha, please stop, because yeah. he's not a fucking god. I didn't know that. I like Ganesh. You know what I'm talking about? The elephant
sure.
lady with the shit
Ganesh,
tons of arms?
I believe is. No, that's...
Ganesh is a god, baby.
Ganesh is...
Ganesh will fuck you up.
Is Ganesh the one with all the arms?
Oh, yes.
Who's the elephant?
That's Ganesh.
Well, who's the lady with the arms?
I thought that lady was an elephant lady. She was not. She didn't have an elephant face, shit tons of arms. She has human titties and an elephant face, lots of arms.
Yeah, we'll save
that's
it for,
my god.
We'll save it for Faithless Friday. Why not?
Yeah, hey, the world would be a lot more interesting if Ganesh made humans, but in Ganesh's image.
Imagine god, it's like all, on the tip of my tongue the name of that other god.
Yeah, thing is, we could look it up
with
on the
all
internet
with all the arms.
But Ganesh is the one with the arms, man. I saw that episode of The Simpsons, didn't you? The one where some about Apu and Ganesh and Bart, blah, 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 then Homer falls.
Vishnu,
okay.
There's Brahma, yes. Saraswati, Lakshmi, Vishnu, Shiva.
Yes.
Durga, Harihara.
I like Shiva, I believe.
And, oh boy.
What is Shiva?
And Ardhan Arishvara, one word. Ardhan Arishvara. Some of the Hindu gods. Anyway.
I believe Shiva is on Mortal Kombat. I just
yes.
looked her up. Is she really? She's got like four yeah. arms. Lots of muscles. She'll fuck you up. We need a god like that. Shit, Christian god. The arms. Forget the
Christian
arms.
Christian god does some fucking up too.
How so? They nailed him to a cross and Jesus let everybody do that. Why didn't
well,
he fuck him
son.
Up?
That's his
Oh yeah, that's his son?
That's his weenie little cuck son, yeah.
Wow, God, you're a hard ass, dude. Ganesh would have never let that happen to her fucking son.
Here's the rest of this idiot.
And you can take that other half-ass Bangladesh creep with you, Nikki Haley. She's the one that started all this when she took down the Confederate flag. So don't tell us that you gave him a chance. We don't give a fuck who you give a chance, okay? We're going to start taking down Buddha statues and see how you and Nikki Haley like that. And when we're done that, then we're going to start taking down their statues, Martin Luther King, because he's offensive
oh.
to me.
Oh, well.
Their statues.
We know, yeah, we
I was
know.
Like, I was stupid. I was sitting here saying, who's they? Who's she referring to?
We're going
to
take down Martin Luther King because he's offensive to me.
Can I say something totally, like, sane and reasonable to her just for 1 second?
Best of luck.
Hey, lunatic, you realize Martin Luther King was speaking on your behalf as well, right? I mean, he had a dream for all of America, for all of humanity, right? Right?
Yeah. But he was a Schwarzer.
Dang. This lady, you should love Martin Luther King, you fucking lunatic.
Yesterday, I was wondering, she's somebody's mother, maybe grandmother.
Oh, my God. Grandmother? You know she is. Racist grandmommy? Don't bring a Buddha statue or wear like a fucking weird surf shirt and God forbid she thinks it's some kind of Hindu god on your chest.
And she's a little more angry. I mean, she was really angry in that other voicemail, but she kind of goes on in the other voicemail in this really terrifying just list of her worldview, and it's like Trump's inauguration speech, where there's terrorists on every corner and in every hole and everywhere, and killers and rapists and brown people. Oh my God!
God, this lady lives in a hellscape.
Really, it must be just terrifying to be in their little heads.
Where do you think
their
she tiny, lives?
White, pointy little heads.
Right. Yeah.
That's why they make the hoods like that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because they got
fits their heads.
They don't need a lot of space up there. Where do you think she lives? Yeah. Oh, that's a Mork and Mindy.
Oops. Shazbot.
Where do you think she lives, though?
Who? This person?
This lunatic.
She sounds Boston-y. Sounds Midwestern. She
probably lives in a fine neighborhood. Nothing's happening there.
Maybe.
But yet her life is a hellscape because gay people can get married.
Oh, trannies.
And Black Lives Matter.
And yesterday's...
she was against trannies.
Yeah.
Jesus transvestites,
she said.
Oh, that's
transvestites
lovely.
Transvestites everywhere, like a freak show, like a circus.
The term is transgender, you know?
You don't tell me what
quit dehumanizing people,
stop
you fucking
being so
bitch.
Politically correct, you cuck.
Who you give a chance, okay? We're going to start taking down Buddha statues and see how you and Nikki Haley like that. And when we're done that, then we're going to start taking down their statues, Martin Luther King, because he's offensive to me. So how do you like that? So don't tell us what goes on in this country. Go back to where the pigs live in India and go clean up your own goddamn country.
He's born in Waukegan, Illinois. Go clean up your own goddamn country.
I thought you said the word pigs in there.
Oh, yeah. Your pigs in India.
Your pigs in India.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't.
Everybody's a pig in India?
Apparently, yeah. He's not a human.
Didn't she mean...
They're not human. That's what they do. Nobody but her. I'd love to see her picture.
Oh, I bet she's
the master race,
oh,
Ryan.
Yes.
Everybody that is other is right. Inferior to them.
Why does Steve Bannon's face leak so much if he's part of the master race?
She's probably some heifer... who switches from Ellen DeGeneres to this.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Not Ellen DeGeneres.
She ain't watching Ellen.
She's watching Fox and Friends.
Right.
And even them, they're getting so goddamn liberal over there at Fox and Friends.
God damn it. Do you think, you know, when she said pigs in India, I bet she meant to say cows and got her fucking animals mixed
born
up.
In this country, go back to where the pigs live in India and go clean up your own goddamn country. It's a filthy mess. The dogs don't even live over there, okay? Dogs. You're a fucking Indian pig, and so is Nikki Haley.
There you go.
You know what?
Yes.
She meant to say pig. That she meant that.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Is Nikki Haley from India? Is anyone from India?
Her parents. She's the first.
Okay.
She was Nikki Haley's born here also. Go back to your own country. So... Three
yes.
out of four of my grandparents were not
right.
born.
They're pigs.
On this soil, so...
Go back.
But they're all white.
Oh, that's different, Pat.
I see.
Isn't that what Trump said? We got to get the good immigrants over here.
So yeah, the white something. Ones. I the, mean, the white, right ones. The right ones.
The white Northern European ones.
It's all just crazy. So, yeah, she was busy leaving
yes.
some voicemails all around.
I don't know what to do with these racist people. Sometimes I think that they just don't understand like how bad people like this are for the planet. I mean, should they have to go on a vacation to Europe and look at the concentration camps? I mean, would that help those people to say these You know,
well, I saw a, there's a book out there, and
yes.
I saw a guy who got interviewed quite a bit.
Right.
His book would actually be interesting. Go to Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon, buy that book, download the book, go to Audible.
Read
through,
a fucking
through the
book.
Amazon hole and get this guy's book. I don't remember what it is, but look it up. He's an ex, neo-Nazi guy, ex-white supremacist. Who now is out preaching love and kumbaya.
Oh, yes. Read and a book, you fucking pigs.
So you'll understand why he was out on the shows recently.
Yes.
And his view is that what got him out of it was people being nice to him.
And showing kindness
he
to him.
He said that the hate reflected back is what they want.
Right.
They love it. They thrive on it.
They want to be shamed for their fucking beliefs rather than.
Yeah, there's something fucked up about it that shows that we must be doing something right if they hate us so much.
Yes.
That kind of ridiculous thinking or whatever.
If your brain is wired in a certain way that you hate people based on their skin color
right.
or something like that, then you are fucked up.
But he said that what after years, he was like a poobah in
yes.
some circles.
Mm-hmm. I'm a grand kegel.
That he finally, he said he just got exhausted. He said
right.
it's an exhausting lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, to be
hating
a hater?
That much. Yeah, being an active hater.
I wonder if a lot has to do with like covering up your life and not letting people know like you're a grand kegel in the fucking clan.
Oh, possibly.
I'm sure.
Because he was. That was one of the things was he was out in the world, had like a job and shit. So he was, I guess, a little bit more of a secret one. And he said it was people in everyday life. It was the black guy that held the door open for his wife. It
yeah.
was the Muslim baker that, you know, gave him an extra cookie or so, you know, I mean, it was little everyday things where of humans being humans that just happened to be brown or black or gay or Muslim or Jew or
Listen
anything he hated for him to realize, whoa, wait a second. Yeah. Maybe these people aren't all of the devil.
He saw them as human beings just doing normal shit.
Go figure.
That's disturbing. That's all. God.
But again, they had to be nice to him.
Yeah.
That's that conservative lack of empathy.
Right.
Where you can't project out and try to empathize with somebody you don't, that doesn't look like you.
Yeah. Then the truth is, though, if those people would have known who the fuck he was,
may not have been so nice to him.
Right. And rightly fucking so. See, the other side has to be bigger. They're always, I don't know.
Yeah, but if that's what works.
Yeah. I mean, nice to people.
There are those of us who can't be so nice.
I'm nice to people I come into contact. And I
have to be. Oh, yeah.
And
no, I'm just speaking.
I don't imagine.
For myself, where it's hard to be all kumbaya.
Oh, right. But if I do meet somebody and I know they're in the Klan or some Nazi fuck, I'm not going to be nice to them. I'm going to be outwardly hostile.
Somebody who hates gay people?
Yeah, fuck them. I'm not going
to
show them an ounce of kindness because they aren't going to show my gay friends an ounce of fucking kindness. And on top of that, they're going to be hostile to them.
I like to eat.
Show off.
I do have an Alex Jones clip we'll get to in a little sea hair.
Perfect.
Just slip the tip in for you a little bit. Tease y'all.
Gross.
As Phoenix, by this time tomorrow, we'll probably have lots of material showing just how unpresidential Donald Trump can be, because he, despite the pleas from the mayor of Phoenix saying, look, we really don't want you here.
Right. Don't even show up.
It's not a good time right now.
When is it a good time to have your neo-Nazi fuckface president visit your lovely city?
Well,
when's
Trump
a good time?
Loves him some Phoenix.
Fuck you.
Loves him some tens of thousands of angry white people.
Did they believe in climate change over there in Phoenix?
Of course not. How dare you?
Didn't I just see pictures on Facebook
What's wrong with you?
Of like their signs and
Libtard.
Plastic just melting in the street under the heat of the fucking sun?
It's called summer.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with you, libtard?
My car is melting.
Then it'll snow somewhere. Yeah, it snowed today.
Yeah.
In the winter, right. Somewhere.
I ain't no global warming dickhead.
Even though someone at the my dentist was talking about what a horrible summer we're having here, and she can't understand why. Why is the summer so bad here? And I wanted to say, well, but I remembered where I was.
Yeah, shut up.
And I kept my mouth shut. Otherwise, I would have said global warming. Yeah. But then I recalled that I'm here in Florida where...
And right, maybe you don't want to have a discussion with some doctor that's going to work on you. That's
zapping a laser in my mouth.
How can that guy be a climate change denier then?
Next Tuesday, by the way, I won't be
here.
Oh,
really? Okay.
Let's talk about that for a half second.
Yes.
It's very strange to me. Those regular listeners will know that I had some mouth surgery like 2.5 months ago.
That's right, Pat.
I had a fucking tooth removed and having some gum issues.
Yes.
And it wasn't done when we moved, so I had to find me a new periodontal human here.
Hello.
And I did, and I found one. There ain't a lot in this area, but I'm pretty sure I found the best, one of the, if not the best, in the area. And he uses a technique that uses lasers to do this shit in lieu of what I had done in the one section.
So why didn't they do that?
Well, and it appears to be more effective because in the one section, they sliced open my gums, scraped out all the bad stuff, threw some antibiotic shit in there, put a bone graft in where there was bone loss in one place, and then sewed that shit back up with sutures so that I had stitches in my face for like a week in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Ouch. That sounds fucking painful.
And that was going to be done in other sections.
Yes.
But this guy does his laser thing, which not only gets rid of all the bad shit, it gets rid of all the bad tissue and leaves all the good tissue.
Oh, that's good.
There's no cutting. And the second setting of the laser actually stimulates bone growth and cleans everything out in there so that the bone grows back without having to do bone grafts and everything. There's no blood involved whatsoever.
Why wouldn't everybody do that?
And he was showing me before and after x-rays, and I was like, well, exactly. Why isn't this the standard? I said, now I feel like I went to an alchemist who did bloodletting on me.
Yeah, dude, that's fucked up.
Which I'm sure she was a good one in Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know about this laser dealio.
Maybe she's anti-laser.
So I just don't understand why not everybody's doing this. And I asked him, and he shrugged.
He didn't know.
I said, why isn't everybody
why
using this laser?
Why wouldn't he know? I'll tell you why. Maybe it's a Trumpolo thing.
Maybe it's expensive.
Because fuck you. That's
why. It's a sciencey thing, so who knows? You would hope that every healthcare professional would be going to be up on all the latest science and shit, but God, I don't... really bizarre, so...
Yeah,
I'll keep you informed, everybody. So if you end up having some gum issues and go to a periodontist, find one that does the laser shit, I think, is my recommendation.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's fucked up. Why wouldn't everybody do that?
Anyway, my science moment. But it's really bizarre to me that two months ago I had my gum sliced open, and now I'm going to get zapped, and there's no blood involved, no stitches.
Science.
What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know. Something about Schindler saying something stupid.
Phoenix.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens tonight. I don't know what the over-under is on the Sheriff Joe pardon. We're on Sheriff Joe pardon watch. There was a hashtag. I don't think it's trending right now. I saw it earlier, though, that was no pardon for Joe or something like that. People are saying... Please don't pardon Sheriff Joe. Dozens of organizations through the country have submitted to the president. Look, you can't. This is like one of the most racist human beings shuffling around the planet. You can't pardon this guy.
What would Bannon want?
Pardon him.
Then maybe he won't get pardoned.
But Who Obama knows? Would not want him pardoned.
It's such a dilemma for me. I don't know what to do. Which should I choose? Ivanka.
Obama doesn't want him pardoned. But he ain't asking Ivanka's shit. Ivanka's value in the White House is zero. She's 0.0.
She's allegedly one of the masterminds behind getting rid of Bannon. She wanted him gone.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Although I saw that it was Bannon or one of his people.
I mean, you don't think...
said that the day with that Kelly is tightening security.
Yes.
Even to the Trumps.
Yes.
Because this guy said, gone. Once Kelly started, gone are the days when Ivanka could just wander into the Oval Office, put her head down on the desk and cry.
Oh, my fucking God.
So I don't know if that happened, if that was this guy being an asshole because he hates
her.
What's
that white asshole crying about? But what could she be upset about?
I think he's just talking in general about her access, that she could go in there anytime and whine, and daddy would give her what she wants, which
Imagine
is probably
crying.
Not what you want for the presidency.
You're rich, white, privileged Trump.
I think it might have been metaphorical, but...
Yeah. Daddy's in the White House. You think she's sad ever?
Oh, all the time these people are butthurt. Oh, money doesn't buy happiness.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps with the bills.
Yes.
It helps relieve that stress.
That's true. Do you think she worries about
it
bills?
It certainly doesn't help, doesn't buy happiness. Huh?
You think she worries about bills?
Lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Bills coming up.
Right. God, I hope she goes to jail.
That'd be great.
Fucking gross-ass brothers.
And if it's RICO and that they can seize all the assets gained through ill-gotten ways and
Why
means.
Why should some oligarch and his fucking kids run our country? Nobody voted for them. They didn't win the popular fucking vote. But we're being bent over by this dickhead.
And how qualified?
Nothing.
Are any of those
None of them.
To run anything?
They're shit.
I just saw something about Keith Olbermann. I think a new one is out for
no,
Keith
awesome.
Olbermann.
The Resistance.
So yeah, we'll keep our eyes out and keep our ear holes. I'll definitely be watching what's going on in Phoenix tonight.
Oh man, you know it's gonna be a lot of MAGA. A lot of MAGA.
Yeah,
a lot
of
screaming.
I said earlier offline.
Crab diving offline fucking conversation, baby.
I said I think Trump is gonna try, what if Trump tries to turn it into, you know, The Apprentice.
Yes.
And tries to get the crowd vote, because maybe he won't have made a decision on Sheriff Joe.
Yeah.
The reports were that Sheriff Joe had not been invited tonight. One would think that if he was going to trot him out as a prop and say, look who I'm pardoning. I pardon you, like a TV preacher. He puts his hands on his head. Joe, by the power of the presidency, his tiny little hand, I pardon you.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Hey, is it true they're going to bring in a clap-o-meter? They're just going to have people clap and cheer.
Oh, yeah.
And if it reaches 7.5, you get a pardon, baby.
But he might say, you know, and Joe Arpaio, you know, I haven't decided. I'm still thinking about, what do you think? Should I pardon him?
Woo!
Should I pardon him, everyone?
Woo! Oh my God!
And he
yes.
turns around, right. you know, and walks around
Little
like he does.
Thing. Jizzy, jizzy.
It's going to be amazing tonight.
Ah, God.
Maybe he'll be very presidential.
I'm sure. I mean, shit. If he gives a speech and he just stays on the prompter and says goodbye, see you guys later at the end of it.
Fake news.
You know it's going to suck. There, everybody's going to be sucking Trump's dick.
Right. I've got a story. Yeah.
Yes.
This is. Oh, well, this is kind of funny. Before we get to the Alex Jones.
Oh, my God.
Clip.
Yes.
We had followed the story of the that memorial in that park in Minnesota. Remember, it was a kneeling soldier in front of a cross that was in for veterans.
Right.
Probably put in by the Veterans of Foreign War, you know, the VFW, whatever. But a blatant Christian symbol in a public park.
That's,
and
you can't do that,
in
right?
Belle Plaine, Minnesota. Well, somebody finally complained.
Yes.
A local contacted our friends at Americans United for Separation of Church and State and the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yes.
Probably the ACLU. And they said, well, you know, you can't do that. You got to get rid of it.
Right.
So the town said, fuck you first. Then God. They said, well, wait a minute. Let's make it a free speech zone.
Okay. Now you can put anything you want there, right?
Cue the Satanic Temple.
That's right, baby.
Who had planned a loverly war memorial. It was like a black cube with pentagrams inscribed on the sides. And on the top of it was an empty World War II helmet.
Yes.
And it said, in honor of all the veterans that gave their lives. And,
right.
You know, it's a classy memorial. Wasn't
yes.
anything really tacky.
Right.
They passed that resolution at one of those limited public forums right after the church, the Satanic Temple said, okay, here's our permit. Here's our application for a permit. And here's what we're going to do. Well, then we did the story here. Go to previous episodes here, Crab Diving, iTunes, Stitcher. Leave us good reviews, by the way. It helps us out.
Word of mouth. Tell your friends about our podcast.
Use your mouth.
Yeah.
The Belle Plaine Council finally decided, well, you know what? Maybe we're going to have nothing. We're just going to take that other one out of there anyway.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Which is kind of what we all would prefer in the first place to preserve sanity.
Why can't they just skip to that point?
Because Jesus, that's why.
Because they have to, because if they don't, they got to show their constituents or their supporters that they stuck up for Jesus.
And spend tax, some places spend hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars defending it, knowing that they're going to ultimately lose.
Yeah.
In court.
Right.
It's all or nothing in a public forum. Either
Damn.
Everyone's got to have
oh yeah
access to the space.
Absolutely.
Or nobody gets access
or
to
the
space.
Or the state's endorsing that religion.
Correct.
Freedom. It ain't freedom from religion. It's freedom of religion.
And you know, really, I mean, I don't think any of these
Rick
Christians.
Perry said that, by the way.
Oh, did he? Great. By the way, Rick, I hope you're keeping an eye on our nuclear shit.
Oh, did you see on yeah. Crab Diving Facebook? Not only that, but did you know, I didn't realize he was also in charge of our nuclear waste.
Oh, yeah, because that's a big deal because people have been talking about ferrying that shit around the country in trains and things like that.
Right. And there's like a huge percentage of the population that is within that like a half hour of all these death bombs, these death craters or whatever, that one accident.
Right.
Now people are getting nervous because there are proposals they were going to like bury it deep in the mountains somewhere.
They're going to bury it under one of the Great Lakes. That was in
but
story.
But then, yeah, some people are like, well, I don't want it here. You
of
know, we found out and there was a story that's like, oh, well, now Rick Perry's in charge.
Oh, great.
Don't worry, everybody.
Yeah.
Rick Perry's got it.
He's dancing and sucking a syrup bottle off, right? And, you know.
Oops.
I forgot a third of my campaign platform, guys. I didn't mean to.
So in Belle Plaine, Minnesota, they finally had their come to Jesus moment or right. their come to wisdom moment.
Sure.
And said, that's it. We're canceling everything. We're not going to have anything there.
Nah. Ha ha ha. See, I like that because then there's more green space, right?
The cross was finally removed in January, and the resolution allowed the cross to be once. So the Satanists then have the Satanic Temple not satisfied with only their victory.
Okay.
Filed a Freedom of Information Act request. They wanted all emails and correspondence.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Between council people regarding this and comments from the public received.
Oh, shit.
Up to this process.
Right.
They finally, the Satanic Temple is published.
Yes.
Evan Anderson and Lucian Greaves, one of the co-poobahs
of
the
They got the
satanic,
emails?
Oh, yeah.
Are they good?
Recently released emails,
right?
Show that the what was going on. They released, I think, all of them.
Yeah.
At one point, one of the councilmen wrote, "I just received a call from a person claiming to be a lawyer for the Satanic Temple. He wanted to know if the policy is adopted tonight, whether they can apply tomorrow. They claim to be preparing a memorial of some kind."
For Satan.
Bob.
Bob.
This is Bob.
Bob.
I love Mike this. Responded.
Yes.
"Bob, I will have an application available tomorrow if the policy is adopted tonight. Thanks, Mike."
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think Bob, Mike was getting it.
No. Mike's just doing his job.
So they passed that first resolution. Satanic right. Temple applied. They responded, "The city of Belle Plaine has received your application for a display permit in Veterans Memorial Park.
Okay.
The city is currently working to mark the limited public forum area and erect signs in the limited public forum area. Once the construction is finished, we will send you notification of approval of your permit. Thanks for your patience in this matter."
Okay. There's like a form letter.
But then one of these counselors figured out that it was a Satanist. Was one of the people applying. "Good morning, Mike. Could you tell me how many people have applied to put a monument in at Vets Park? I know as of now two have applied. The non-religious group."
Yes.
"And the cross with the vets group."
Right.
"Also, is the non-religious group honoring a particular soldier in Belle Plaine?"
Oh, okay.
"If not, isn't that a condition listed in our policy?" But it's not.
That
so
would
this
be
person
insane.
Is, they're trying to fuck the Satanic Temple.
They're looking for a loophole.
Right. They didn't name a specific soldier, so
right.
I mean, what's up with that?
Don't these guys, how many stories have we done about the same sort of thing? Don't these government officials read the internet? Do you not have Al Gore's internet? There's tons and tons of stories where this thing happens, and it all plays out the same. You have to do the right thing, or you get sued to do the right thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
now Mike
God,
appears
such fucking
to know what's going on here.
Okay.
Mike responds, "We received two applications at my office from one of the Belle Plaine's Vets Club and one from the Reason Alliance Limited. The
yes.
memorial for Belle Plaine Vets Club is honored to Joe Gregory. The memorial for Reason Alliance Limited is to honor all Belle Plaine veterans. Our policy states," and then they talk about that it must be, it's got to honor veterans.
Yeah, yeah.
"In my opinion, both displays are honoring living or deceased veterans. Both displays conform with size and material requirements. Both groups have insurance and have paid the application fee."
Okay.
Andy rings in.
Hello.
"Hi, Mike. I'm wondering what veteran or veterans group with ties to Belle Plaine the Satanic organization is intending on honoring. The application requires, at least the one the Vets Club filled out, required a veteran's name or organization." And the city administrator,
right,
once again,
yes,
responded,
"Is this the only adult in Belle Plaine?"
Apparently. "Blah, blah, blah. The application provided by Reason Alliance states that the display will honor all Belle Plaine veterans. This qualifies as honoring and memorializing living or deceased veterans."
Yes.
"Conforms to city policy." Well, now the emails start rolling in from the public.
Okay. Oh, shit.
"Why is your city's administration allowing a monument to Satan in the section of the park set aside for free speech?"
"Because of what you're saying.
Your intention is admirable, but the execution is poor. The taxes and funds that created this space do not represent groups or persons outside of your city, county, or state. No one or group from another area are entitled to take advantage or claim any right or use." So they're pissed.
Right.
Saying this is an outside group putting it in. They want it like a local sponsor.
But the problem is, if there's a bunch of fucking racists living in some small town somewhere, or a bunch of fucking, I don't know, xenophobe dickheads, It generally has to be someone from outside your xenophobic dickhead town to make you do the right thing.
Yeah.
Because is it Mike? Who's the voice of reason in this?
Mike.
Because there's not a lot of Mikes. Poor Mike is getting besieged with bullshit.
This person says, how may we help you? In my humble opinion, it's better to have no religious freedom versus promoting Satan in a public park. You notice how the false dichotomy is.
The false
no religious freedom. It's better to have no religious freedom than to have Satan.
What the fuck does that mean? So now they're saying now we don't want anything because you're going to have Satan.
But they're saying everyone having religious freedom is not having religious freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd rather have all religious freedom gone.
Right.
Than give them religious freedom.
No, you wouldn't, you stupid fucknut.
We don't want kids seeing satanic images in our parks. Please say no to Satan.
What do you let your stupid fucking idiot kids watch on television anyway at night? You know what I mean? Like, they don't want their kids exposed to Satan.
A voice of sanity came in.
Yes.
In their emails. I'm pleased to read about the satanic monument to honor veterans being installed in public place instead of removing Christian symbols. By allowing both, then compromise is shown and respect for all faiths. Religion was never meant to be out of the public eye. This will promote honest discussion and tolerance for your community. More communities and organizations should come to more reasonable solutions such as your community. I applaud you. I'm a Christian and retired Army First Sergeant. This is what it makes America strong. Better.
That's better.
Better, but he still thinks that religion was never meant to be out of the public eye.
Right.
It's just impractical in many, many, most cases,
yes,
to allow an open, equal forum for everything in right. these places.
And this guy, does he realize if you put the satanic monument up or whatever, is there going to be a night that goes by that thing doesn't get vandalized?
Right. And everywhere they've gone up, they have been.
Right. Because that's the
warm, loving, law-abiding.
That's the Christian thing to do, apparently. Christians. Jesus said, turn the other cheek, then spray paint it. Throw eggs at it. Didn't he?
Right. Another one of these emails said, this is from, I think, maybe City Hall. Yes. Mayor and City Council members, I wanted to inform you that City Hall has received an increase in calls from residents and business owners in opposition to a monument in Veterans Memorial Park associated with the Satanic Temple. Too bad, snowflakes,
yeah, dickhead.
We say.
Yeah, you don't have to have the, you know what? You don't have to have the Satanic Temple thingamabobber up there. You don't have to have any of this.
In essence, you just gave the keys to the city to Satan. Very dumb. One email from Florida.
Right.
Somebody, a Florida person ringing in about on what's going on in Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah. Shove it up your ass, Florida. I'd rather have Satan. Who would you rather have at the wheel? Satan or Jesus? I'm going with Satan.
Satan knows
what's up, I imagine.
One moron complained after the images of the design were released.
Yes.
They wrote in, the monument reads this. On the monument, the helmet is upside down. The helmet represents the soldiers that have been killed in action, but is upside down to become, quote, a cup. The helmet is placed on top of a black cube. The black cube works as an altar, but it has a far larger background than I can explain here. In short, the cube represents the power of Satan.
Okay.
And his godliness. The helmet serves as a vessel for the symbolic shed blood of the fallen soldiers on the battlefield.
Oh, my God!
The blood is then symbolically being offered to Satan.
Whoever this is, it's some family member needs to take you aside and take away your basic cable. Quit watching Discovery Channel late at night, you fucking dickhead.
These soldiers are being served as blood sacrifices to exalt Satan. What a stretch that is,
sound
huh?
Like, doesn't this guy sound like he listens to too much late night television? Like, whatever's on the History Channel at 3 a.m. this dickhead has to watch?
It is with great sadness and shock that I read an article about the city of Belle Plaine voting to allow a satanic monument in a park, which would give Belle Plaine the distinction of having the nation's first public satanic temple monument.
I think that's cool.
Congratulations. What a distinction to have a black steel cube with inverted pentagrams, a universal satanic symbol etched into the sides with a pitch black overturned soldier's helmet planted on top, named after Baphomet, an androgynous half-goat, half-man demon.
Hey, you know what? I am really digging the descriptions these Christian wackos are assigning to these little monuments. I mean, it's fascinating, right? Like, what a black cube means? I didn't know any of that
shit. What has happened to our nation of Judeo-Christian values that would allow this? Fear of a lawsuit? People caving to pressure? No backbone? I read the article in the Washington Post concerning this.
Braggart.
A spokesman for the Satanic Temple said his organization does not worship the devil. That's a good one. Just take a look and read again at how the monument is constructed. Everything about it says devil.
Ooh.
No refuting it. Yeah. This monument respects veterans. This Baphometic bowl of wisdom mocks veterans.
Ooh. How about this? How about I mock Jesus? Shove your Jesus up your ass. I'm now with Baphomet. I worship Baphomet, and I want him to shit satanic blood all over my face, because that's what I'm into. Who gives a fuck?
Another one. Let me put it this way. If all people followed the tenets of Satanism, there could be no society, only chaos, with each of us only looking out for ourselves.
Wow.
Tenets, by the way, spelled.
Oh, really?
T-E-N-A-N-T-S.
Listen.
Instead of tenets.
Right. Go back to DeFry!
We got to get going here. Another one. As I've said to one of my friends who also opposes this proposal. Listen to that. This is an email. I've said to one of my friends who also thinks this is bullshit, by the way.
One of your stupid fucking friends. You guys hang out in the garage all day sucking each other's dicks.
I won't even drive through your town, let alone visit it, should this abomination take place.
Thank you.
I do come to Belle Plaine to eat and shop, but if the city erects this monument, I will take my business elsewhere.
Good. Get the fuck out of here, dick face. I'm sure you're a loon.
Another one. Just let you know, if your city allows the satanic statue, I will never support you or never spend a penny in a town such as Satan.
Oh, by the way, bullshit, you will. If you need gas, if you need booze, if you need cigarettes, you will spend money in Belle Plaine. It doesn't matter if there's a statue with Satan with a big devil dick sticking out. Nobody will give a fuck.
Are you nuts or just plain dumb? P-L-A-N-E.
I love that. I'm plain dumb.
Nothing is better than when they call out someone's intelligence, them stupid or dumb,
plain dumb.
They spell something wrong in their invective.
I'm plain dumb. Oh, God.
Please, here's another one.
Yes.
Please reject the proposed monument of Satan.
Satan? I reject Satan!
S-A-T-I-N.
And his teachings!
I don't like it. Chafes me.
Yeah. Smooth, actually, right? And that satin is like silk. Yeah. Is it satin faux silk?
I think it's different.
Oh, yes?
I see how you progressives have caused a rental car to cost three times what it costs anywhere else.
What?
Fiscal irresponsibility.
Fuck.
Your entire state infrastructure is crumbling. Look around you.
Sounds like this guy had a bad experience on like Hotwire trying to get a fucking car. And somehow it's Barack Hussein Obama's fault. You can't find a goddamn reasonable rental car. What is your...
It will take your city and Jordan forever to get over the reputation of being a hotbed for pedophiles. And all the interconnections that went with that from professionals, including those who serve children to parents... to satanic groups.
Is this comment ping pong pizza gate bullshit?
This is
that I'm listening to.
This person is a failure of the American education system.
Listen, if all these people went to public school, we should shut down the schools now. They're not doing shit.
The story never got resolved. It became so vast, people didn't want to believe it. Yet the stories have continued to this day from credible residents confirming it. And the question of Satanism in your cities came up then, and now you're proving they were right all along.
What were they right about? This guy lost me. Is he going back to the Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate child molestation bullshit? Or is he talking about something to do with Baphomet?
Is out of the fucking mind.
Who taught any of these people how to fucking read? Was somebody playing a trick on them? And they're like, okay.
I'm concerned the city of Belle Plaine's approval of monuments sponsored by organizations that promote satanic activity, anarchy, or atheism.
Yay. Oh, that's my favorite.
Could be interpreted as unpatriotic at best.
At best.
And treasonous at worst.
What?
Since the existence of the creator, that is the God of nature, is acknowledged by the Declaration of Independence of the United States of America as the only, as not only existing,
yes,
but being the very author of our rights to life.
Stop with the science liberty, fiction.
And the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, yeah. And that's the God of nature.
Yeah, all capitals.
But I can't have a Baphomet with an open helmet honoring a fallen soldier.
That's Satan.
Oh, really? You worship Satan? It's Satan.
Stop worshiping Satan.
You guys should worship a dictionary or worship a book. Worship something where the alphabet's on it so you can look at it and study it. It's Satan, not Satan. Those are different. Are those different?
Damn. Yes. I would think so.
Oh, fuck you idiots.
Possibly... Satan likes Satin. It is hot down there.
That's right. It's breathable.
Yeah, maybe
it's a breathable material.
Some little satin gym shorts.
Yeah.
Run around. That's what Satan in South Park wears, right?
What is Ganesh
Saddam.
Wear?
Oh, hi, Saddam.
Yeah, that's right. That was a funny one. By the way, go pick up a copy of that movie on crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes. Or Ganesh. Go listen to a book.
Yeah, if you don't like to read.
At Audible.
Please.
If you don't like to read. I'm trying to find the story here on actually our Facebook. Oh, real quick. Steve Mnuchin's wife. Fuck her. Did you see that?
I saw that.
Steve Mnuchin's former supermodel wife.
Super.
Privileged.
Yes.
Married a gazillionaire.
Perfect.
Tweeted out a picture of herself and her hubby getting off of a flight.
Oh, I saw that.
Paid for by we the peeps.
Yay.
She said, great day trip to Kentucky. Nicest people, beautiful countryside, blah, blah, blah. But then she also tagged her fancy $5,000 pants, her Hermes scarf, which is probably $1,000, Valentino rock stud heels.
Is she advertising?
Well, I don't know, but it's even if she's not, it's look what I got. Look at the. I'm wearing more than most people make in a year.
The worst people.
So she was called out on it.
God damn it!
And one person said, "I'm a 40-year-old black man who's glad to have class." Back in the executive branch of our government, and top it off equally. This guy's crazy. He's a MAGA guy.
MAGA.
Oh, here's a person who says, please don't tag your Hermes scarf. It's distasteful. Louise Linton is her name.
Yes.
She's now being raked over the coals righteously and trending on the Twitter.
Louise is Steve Mnuchin's wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
She tweeted, cute. Aw, did you think this was a personal trip? Adorable. Do you think the U.S. government paid for our honeymoon or personal travel? LOLOL. Have you given more to the economy than me and my husband? Either as an individual earner in taxes or in self-sacrifice to your country?
Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure we paid more taxes toward our day trip, in quotes, than you did. Pretty sure the amount we sacrifice per year is a lot more than you'd be willing to sacrifice if the choice was yours. You're adorably out of touch. This to a regular person who was like, you know, maybe you shouldn't tag your Hermes scarf.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all need to temper our expectations with these oligarchs because they are not. That person is not coming around.
So this asshole is, everyone says it's her let them eat cake.
It surely is.
Moment.
It surely is.
That this moron, this clueless moron.
Steve Mnuchin should fucking resign. Should he not?
They're all heinous.
They really are.
They're all swamp dwellers.
What did you guys do? Scrabble out of an expensive vagina from which you were born from?
I don't know what Mnuchin's story is.
God damn.
Do we have time for this? Let's, God, this Alex Jones clip. I don't know if we have time. I don't think we have time.
We should tease it for tomorrow, Pat.
I'll say what he said, and then we can actually listen to it tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Alex Jones started talking about haircuts that the fascists are wearing and stuff.
Yes,
he thinks it's silly that people are being called out on their
It already sounds insane.
He also said, don't forget that what happened in Charlottesville, at first it was fake with actors, and then it was yesterday. I found out he said that Obama actually staged it.
He was
Obama,
a director.
And the guy who ran down that woman with the car was an Obama supporter, by the way, according to Alex Jones. Just FYI, BT dubs, folks.
Are we just getting fucked by the deep state? Is that his point?
Well, just before we go here, tomorrow, Alex Jones says it doesn't matter that most of the basketball players you see who happen to be black have the same haircut, or David Beckham or anyone else. Doesn't matter. You need to find that racism. Later on, he goes to say, there needs to be reparations for white people for the last 20, 30 years getting attacked and killed by the tens of thousands every year.
Oh, my God. Good point, dickhead.
We'll hear that from his own
pipes. I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to listen to us 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews and all that shit. It does really help us out. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter, his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Looking forward to Phoenix.
Oh, yes.
And we'll be here tomorrow.
TT.
I like to fight, too.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.